Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Markakis, is. Batting third. The first baseman, Ty Wigginton. Batting fourth. The DH, Luke Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Felix Pi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Wieters. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Josh Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Julio Lugo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brad Bergeson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chris Getz. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Butler. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Guillen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mitch Mayer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Willie Bloomquist. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Yunieski Betancourt. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Zach Greinke. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Markakis hits a fly ball into center field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wigginton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Betancourt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Getz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Pi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Matt Wieters batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wieters hits a line drive towards short. Betancourt catches it and steps on second to double up Jones. Two outs. Josh Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greinke fires to first and picks off Pi. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wigginton juggles the ball. That's an error on Wigginton. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. One out. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lugo hits a fly ball into center field. Mayer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Bloomquist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bloomquist hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Getz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Getz is 0 for 1 in the game. Getz takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquez strikes out. 1 out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 0 for 1 in the game. Wigginton takes first base on ball 4. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Pye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wigginton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Felix Pye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wieters is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieters takes first base on ball 4. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Blomquist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomquist is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomquist hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Julio Lugo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lugo is 0-for-1 in the game. Lugo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lugo moves to third. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Markakis is 0-for-2 in the game. Markakis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Markakis reaches second base with a double. Lugo scores. Roberts goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wigginton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wigginton hits a line drive into right field. Blomquist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Scott out. Two outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Markakis scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Felix Pye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Butler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pye for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Getz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Getz hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pye. Getz reaches second base with a double. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lugo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wieters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wieters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. one out. Julio Lugo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lugo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lugo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Betancourt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Mitch Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Aviles moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Willie Blomquist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blomquist is 0 for 2 in the game. Blomquist strikes out. 2 outs. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts is hit by the pitch. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Markakis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wigginton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wigginton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. David Hernandez now pitching. Chris Getz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Getz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Getz hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Kendall moves to second. Billy Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aviles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joakim Soria now pitching. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Blomqvist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Pie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Wieters is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wieters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wieters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Getz fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.